my name is Robin. I'm now 60, but when I was 36, I had a small lump in my right breast, which was, I'm very lucky, it was very close to the surface, and it felt a little bit like a wart underneath my skin. And I thought, this is a bit strange, so I had it investigated, and I was told it was cancer, and it was just like being hit with a brick wall.
Were there any hurdles that you had to deal with in terms of sexuality?
Oh, obviously, feeling the breast. having had just a lumpectomy, my breast was still there, but it was very tender, and you sort of have to remind the partner to lay off that side type of thing.
Yeah. And what about the way you felt about your body image?
Yeah, always as a teenager, I was very conscious of not having very big breasts, so it was quite an issue for me personally, not so much for my husband. He didn't care at all, but I sort of dealt with it by getting a prosthesis and dealing with it that way. But I still, even now, I look at women with a lovely cleavage and feel very envious. It's just something that's always there. Yeah, the body image. I remember just before my breast cancer, I did a lot of dressmaking for myself, and I had made a lovely red jumpsuit with strap, you know, thin straps, and had a white jacket that went over it, and I felt so good in this jumpsuit. And then after my breast cancer surgery, it hit me, I can't wear that again, because, you know, I had scars and things. So those sort of things, yeah, again, it's the body image, and that you're not the same, you're never the same again. Yeah.
And how did you get over that?
You just have to wear high necks. Yeah, you have to change what you wear and just try and put it aside and say, well, it's not really that important. But it's funny, you know, fashion, even these days, is so strappy, you know, and low necks and crossover, you know, tops and things. And I don't think for a man they realise, you know, that fashion for a woman is, it's just very, very difficult to buy something. So I do make myself a lot of clothes and have to overcome it that way.